Vision Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us, and I apologize for the delay. As you can tell, it's kind of been a hard week this last month. It's been a little bit of a hard month. We did have scheduled on Larry Bergen from the First Secret City, and something came up again very last minute, and he was not able to join us this morning, which is why I'm running a little bit late, trying to figure that one out. And I just decided I'm just going to talk to you again about the event that's going on today in St. Louis. And that is So Much Water. We had them on the air on Friday. And I think it's an event that people need to know about and need to understand about. And anybody in St. Louis needs to be there this evening. It is completely outrageous that we have people, young people, actually having to be, you know, having to be activists to just get the, to get the government to do something for us. So outrageous. We have young people out there who are really having to organize so that before the EPA shows up, so that we can get information that's the truth, that we have the truth. I mean, it is so, so outrageous. Okay, so I'm going to go to the So Much Water page on Facebook, and I'm going to read it for you again so that you know exactly what is going on. So Much Water and Alex Cohen are the young people who were out at the Democratic National Convention, and they did the die-in so that people would know that people in St. Louis are dying. I mean, this is so how outrageous it is that we really, people in our country do not even know. They don't even know. So let's see, we have something. I'm looking at their event page. This is very interesting because we're not at August 25th. So we have this evening in St. Louis, So Much Water is going to be putting on, basically it's an informative discussion about the Westlake landfill before the EPA has their events going on. It's going to happen tonight. They're going to be out there making signs at 2 o'clock. This is the press release for So Much Water on August 15th. It's kind of a wordy name. It's called Informational Westlake Landfill Demonstration for EPA Dialogue Meeting in Bridgeton, Missouri. They were not allowed to go near it, so the best they could do is the location outside the Bridgeton Community Center. This address is 4201 Fifi Road, Bridgeton, Missouri, 63044, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. That's a little bit different than the time that I had read the other day. In response to the deteriorating conditions at the Westlake landfill and the lack of positive action by the EPA and Republic Services to acknowledge the dangers to residents and remedy the unsafe, volatile situation, an informative informational demonstration will be held outside the Bridgeton Community Center. Sponsor of the event is So Much Water and STL Toxic Aware, who support STL moms in their endeavors. The demonstrators are demanding actions on imminent and identifiable threatening conditions. Yeah, you think, folks, this is so outrageous. The demands are 1. Declare a state of emergency and negotiate a voluntary buyout for residents within 1 mile of the landfill. 1 mile is all they want, folks. The EPA should not come to a decision before the groundwater has been fully studied, which the EPA says will take 3 years. What? Are you kidding? The EPA should not come to a decision before the groundwater has been fully studied, which the EPA says will take 3 years. So that's a little bit confusing. Number one and number two don't really match. EPA should respectfully include the community in discussions. Sorry about this, Alex, but that's hilarious. Expecting the EPA to respectfully include anyone in discussions is laughable. EPA should respectfully include the community in discussions that will impact how the problem of the underground fire and radioactive waste will be solved and include the community's recommendations in the record of decisions. The EPA seek a solution that does not include capping the radioactive materials. What that means, folks, is this is the EPA's solution. They want to just put dirt over it. In a flood zone, they want to put dirt over it. That's their brilliant idea. We're paying them billions of dollars a year for them to come up with these stupid decisions. Number 5, off-site testing of soil as well as the off-site groundwater testing per U.S. Geological Service recommendations. Fully characterize the south and north quarry at Bridgeton Landfill. That means identify exactly where it's all at. For further information, contact Alex Cohen, So Much Water, 314-917-6304. Or Tara Douglas from STL Contact Toxic Aware, 573-933-1136. So, you know, what did Alex tell me that he was 20 years old? 22, he's something like that. All these young people in St. Louis, and well, they should be freaking out. Let me see if I can get him on the air. Let me see if I can give him our phone number. I'm going to give Alex our phone number. See if I can find him. That's our little music, folks. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to get back to this page because this is so amazing This is the interesting thing. They want to declare a state of emergency and negotiate buyouts for the residents living within 1 mile of the landfill. I wonder how they come up with this 1 mile determination. I mean, Dr. Helen Caldicott said anybody within 15 miles ought to be moved. She thinks it's an outrage. This is so amazing. This is really, I don't know how people in St. Louis can live with it. Let me go to the Westlake Landfill page and see what they posted. This is going to the Westlake Landfill page, folks, this is why I encourage everybody to go there. Because if you go to the Westlake Landfill page, Facebook page, you cannot help but scroll down and read one or two posts that the community is posting and not care about these people. They really honestly don't care. Okay, so this is the first page from 1 hour ago. Here's an article from exactly 2 years ago. People on this page and throughout St. Louis should be proud that since this article, our federal delegation has introduced legislation to put the Army Corps of Engineers in charge of the landfill. The legislation was introduced because you made your voices heard. Now it needs to be passed through the House before it becomes law. So this is the thing about this passing through the legislation. The legislation is stuck in Congress. It's got passed very quickly in the Senate, but in Congress it got stuck. And the politics of it is that we think this is why it's being stuck. Once it gets out of legislation to move it from the EPA to the Army Corps of Engineers, then they have to start arguing over the fuse rep bill. Means that there's not enough money for anybody to do jack with this. So there, in fact, the budget for fuse wrap just got cut down. It used to be, when I started looking into this about a year ago, they said it was like at $120 million. Last year it was $112, and I saw on Friday it got cut down to just like $105 million. So they're cutting, we have more toxicity, more pollution to deal with, and yet our Congress is cutting the budget on dealing with these fuse wrap sites. And fuse wraps, this is what fuse wrap means. You'll hear us say this all the time. It's a government acronym that they came up with so that we don't have to think about what they're really doing. It's called Formally Utilized Sites Remedial Action Program. What the heck? Who thought of this? Who thought of that name? Fuse Wrap, Formally Utilized Site Remedial Action Program. So that's the 1997. So we have to figure out who is that. Huh. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the Westlake Landfill page because this page is the page that really just gets me stirred up any time. And this is why I don't give up on it, even though the people of St. Louis barely know about it. And really, few of them are just like, ho-hum, this is very interesting. This is what Don Chapman posted on August 12th. This is why we are telling you to log the odor. Odor, folks. People are living with odor. Even if you are not sure where it's coming from, 10,000 parts per million of methane is a really big deal. I have to agree with Ed Smith. There are a lot of questions. What is the source of all this methane? And what does it mean for air quality if they install more flares? If you smell the odor, log it. And there's a login, HTTP. It's this big, long thing. You'll have to go here. Champ should be able to meet with EPA standards. The burning Bridgeton landfill will not meet those standards for as long as this fire continues to burn, which is estimated to be another 6 years. They have 6 years of it burning nonstop. Wow. And this is in quotes. EPA regulation states that surface methane emissions should not exceed 500 parts per million. Officials found levels as high as 10,000 parts per million at Champ Landfill. Wow. That's in Maryland Heights, Champ Landfill. So it's all part of it. This is the thing here. We're barely We use this name, Westlake Landfill, but evidently what we're seeing here in St. Louis is the Manhattan Project been neglected, seriously badly neglected. The inside of St. Louis, they brought some of the highest forms of uranium ever processed and just left it there when we won, quote, won the war. And they buried it all over and sold it illegally all over North County in St. Louis, which is a flood zone, folks. It's a real flood zone. So if people think, this is why people in this area are dying. We don't have to test. We know it's unsafe. What I'm really sick of is just the way we dance and pretend as if we don't know that this stuff really is harmful. Donna Clark posted this 15 hours ago on the Westlake landfill. And I really encourage everyone to go here. This will actually stir your heart to actually care about these people. These are real human beings suffering at the hands of government neglect and greed and avarice. So this is what she posted. Donna Clark. Leaky landfill description back in 1987 from Missouri, uncontrolled hazardous sites. Anyone who has lived in this area is aware of the continuous flooding problems. Apparently, the North Quarry was pumped on a regular basis to remove the bedrock seepage that was occurring from the east. States it was pumped towards the alluvium, which drained to the west towards the river. No way contamination has been contained with the constant flushing of the table water. She posted an article, but it doesn't give it any credit to say where it's from. And I'm not going to read it because it's very small writing. Wow. Okay. Here's the, they have pictures. Alex Cohen posted pictures on the Westlake landfill August 12th. And they have productive night with Hannah Elizabeth Buchheit, Buchheit. Preparing for informative Westlake landfill demonstration. Our city needs you to show up. EPA, test off-site soil and groundwater. EPA, you have the power. Save our kids. EPA, protect clean water. What they want to do is, oh good, they stole my thing. I told them to. When scientists lie, people die. Yay. EPA, save our children. EPA, protect clean H2O. Well, they did an awesome job. They made a whole bunch of signs the other night. So I hope this event goes very, very well. And I hope anybody who is listening in St. Louis will show up prior to the EPA meeting. The hard part is a lot of people can't get off at 2 o'clock. So I guess they're going to be there from 4 to 6:30. So the people, Alex was telling me the other day that during these EPA meetings in St. Louis, people get so angry that they just walk out of there. They get so mad that they can't stay for the lies. So I think that's partly why they wanted to be there afterwards, so that they could get people on their way out. So that's kind of a big deal. So I hope we hear a lot more from So Much Water, Alex Cohen. I'd like to have them on a much more regular basis. They are doing a lot of work, not just around St. Louis, but they do a lot of work around the country about water, about educating people about how to conserve water and how to, how to make your lives better. I mean, that's part about what we need to have. They're a focus action group. Let me see what this says about themselves. Action and focus on our global water crisis, incorporating art, awareness, and transformation. We provide water for the thirsty and art for the soul. And it's asking, here's a long description. It's a charity organization that provides collective and transformative individuals to create a positive impact on our globe's vast water crisis. Let me read that again. So Much Water is a charity organization that provides a platform for a collective of artistic and transformative individuals to create a positive impact on our globe's vast water crisis. That is an understatement, a vast water crisis. We partner with charity water organizations to fund water projects in developing countries through creating an outlet of collective activism with art, music, and transformation at festivals and events across the states. Wow, that'd be great. We strive to be a proactive catalyst for global awareness and environmental consciousness through interactive education, individual artistic promotion and support, musical therapy workshops, demonstrated and instructed artistic creations, and guided spiritual enlightenment in the hopes of providing water for the thirsty and art for the soul. I think that's cute. Enlightenment. I'm 20 years old. Okay, what can we do? So Much Water creates a conscious water conservation and sustainability at festivals for the goal. Okay. So they go around to festivals. That's what we do. They go around to festivals and they tell people about the drinking water, which is really interesting because this is going to lead him all back to the nuclear monsters. Because that is really where it all goes, isn't it, folks? I don't know about you, but I think this whole thing about where they use this phrase, what do they call it, global climate change or climate crisis, I personally believe that those are hidden words. They never mention nuclear, but our planet got into this global crisis right around the time they started dropping nuclear bombs and accelerating the catastrophic chemical pollution that goes on in our country. It is so outrageous. I thought what I'd do, since I have a few minutes free here to chat with you folks, is go to the NRC alerts. I haven't done that in quite a long time. But, you know, the sneaky NRC, you know how they are. If we don't watch them, they'll just kill us all, because that's what they're told to do. Just be quiet while you let everybody die. Wow. So here we are, August 15th, the nuclear news from the U.S. NRC, current event notification for August 15th, 2016. I cannot believe it's August 15th, 2016. Lord, this year has gone by fast. Ohio Bureau of Radiation Protection. Let's see, it's a non-emergency. When did it happen? Notification, it happened on 8-2. So this has to be a missing device. This is another one of the missing devices. I wonder who's getting all of these missing devices. Has learned that the devices received from an industrial equipment retailer. Okay. Let's see what it says. OHD investigators at the Cleveland, Ohio Wire has learned the device had been received from an industrial equipment retailer located in Euclid, Ohio. It dispatched it to that location on 8-3. We're looking for additional items. And then they could no longer find it. No radiation levels were above background, so don't worry. And other items containing radioactive materials appeared to be present. Really? So they're losing stuff all the time. These people are so outrageous. When did this one happen? Event date, 8-3. And it's on 8-15. They're telling us now. Notification date, 8-5. This says it's also a non-emergency. North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The licensee was Peninsula Packing. Defective shutter on a fixed gauge. So they had a defective shutter on a fixed gauge. What does that one say? Oh, the radioactive, it was recovered at a scrap yard. Okay, and then we have the Texas Department of State Health Services, Food Grow Consultants, Inc. This is also a non-emergency. When did this one happen? Event date, 8-6. What's the title of it? Non-emergency, of course. Lost moisture density gauge. Another lost density gauge. Lost. They have two updates. Let's see. Was notified that it had received the missing gauge. Okay. So no, it's still missing, folks. There's an additional missing gauge. It's still missing. Wow. The gauge contained 8 millicuries of cesium-137 and 40 millicuries of americium-241. What? They're just missing gauges, and don't worry, it's no big deal. They're just missing radiation all the time. Oh, here's another one at Watts Bar in Tennessee, folks. When did this one happen? 8:13. Non-emergency valve specification system actuation. Okay, let's see what this says. Automatic start of turbine-driven auxiliary feed water pump. On August 13, 2016, at 0330 EDT, Watts Bar Nuclear Plant Unit 2 was being stabilized following a pre-planned reactor trip. Both motor-driven auxiliary feed water pumps and the turbine-driven auxiliary feed water pump were in operation maintaining steam generator level 6, 50% in accordance with the reactor trip response procedure. At 3:33 EDT, 3 minutes later, the pump was secured by secure and steam generator water level lowered in the low alarm set point. The trip time delay was 0% power is 3 minutes. At 3:36, pump automatically started the steam generator water levels less than the low alarm set point. Steam generator water level was restored to the normal shutdown level control band, 38%. So I think what they're saying is that during the testing, it didn't their steam didn't generate as much as it needed to be. Is that what they're telling us? Unit 1 remains at 85%. Unit 2 is stable in mode 3 with normal shutdown power alignment. The reactor coolant system is being cooled down to 400 degrees Fahrenheit for a planned maintenance period with decay heat removal via the main condenser steam dumps and the AFW system. So I wonder what they're telling us. That is all technical talk that they tell us. Like, they can put it up there, but they're speaking a separate language, aren't they? While they're killing us. They're killing us, folks. This means they're releasing radioactivity into the earth and into the air. So if anybody wants to give us a call, it's an unusual day. I found out very last minute that my guest was unable to be here this morning. I normally interview people on Mondays. If anybody would like to give me a call, I think everything's up and running correctly today. The number is 718-717-8296. We have about a half an hour left, and I'm going to read these nuclear alerts, and then I think I'm going to see what we can find about Fukushima, which is probably nothing. Move along, folks. We don't need to know. In fact, we're having surfing. They're going to have surfing at the Olympics in Chiba. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but that is just blew me away. Prairie Island, Minnesota. Emergency declared. It's an unusual event. When was this? Event date, 8:13. Event notification date, 8:14. Wow. Prairie Island Unit 1 declared an unusual event at 23:59, that's almost midnight, on 8:13 based on reactor coolant system identified leakage being greater than 25 GPM. The RCS leakage was 40 GPM for 3 minutes. The RCS leakage was stopped when letdown flow was isolated. Minimum charging flow has been established and excess letdown was placed in service. Prairie Island Unit 1 is currently stable and continues to operate at 100% power. There is no impact on Prairie Island Unit 2. Wow. They give me this big, long acronym. CV31339. Letdown line containment isolation valve failed closed. VC26-1 regenerative heat exchanger letdown line outlet relief to pressurized relief tank lifted with 40 gallons per minute to the PRT for 3 minutes. Operators entered procedure 1C12.1AOP3, loss of letdown flow to VCT. Letdown was isolated per this code. Relief valve VC261 reseated and leakage to the PRT stopped. Wow. Charging flow was reduced to one charging pump at minimum speed, 16 GPM. Excess letdown was placed in service to maintain pressurized level between 32 and 34%. It has not yet been determined why the cause. Wow, so here's an update. From Paul Finholm to Donald Norwood. At 5:25 EDT on 8:14, so that's the next day, he decided to get busy and figure it out. At 3:29 CDT, the notice of unusual event was terminated based on confirmation that conditions meeting all termination criteria, RCS conditions are stable, RCS leakage was less than technical specification limits. I don't know about you, but that really makes me angry that they just allow this stuff to leak into our environment without any regard for our health or anything. It is so outrageous. So the phone number, if anybody wants to call in, is 718-717-8296. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, you're just going to have me digging around, and I'm very interested in these NRC notification information things, because at the NRC, yeah, they're telling us exactly what's going on. They're telling us, but in a way that we can't understand. And they also tell us, you know, they basically just don't tell us anything. We're on a need-to-know basis, folks, and I guess we don't need to know, just like in St. Louis. It's just like in St. Louis. So tonight in St. Louis, So Much Water is going to be having an informative demonstration right before the EPA has their dialogue meeting with the Bridgeton, Missouri people, with people up in Bridgeton, Missouri. So what they plan on doing, So Much Water plans on doing, is going out there from 4 to 6:30 and actually getting real information and sharing real information between the citizens, not listening to the lies of the EPA. And they want the EPA to take on these six things. They have six goals for this meeting. They want to declare a state of emergency and negotiate a voluntary buyout for the residents within 1 mile. All they want is 1 mile, folks, not three, not five. Do you know that in Hanford, people are not allowed to live near the dump sites for 15 miles? That's reasonable, 15 miles. So, but I really believe that the reason that we do not get our elected officials to acknowledge this is because if we did, then they'd have to acknowledge it everywhere else. It's everywhere else. You know, all over. They took this mess and just dumped it everywhere. And so here we are now with young people having to, like, demand. You think the EPA is going to give a crap what we say? They have had the 90% rule for so long. They don't care. They deny that radiation causes harm. And they underreport the negative effects of radiation by 90%. That means that our government only acknowledges about 10% of the harm that radiation is causing us. And I imagine they do the same thing with chemical pollution. It has to be. Because right now we have whales full of dying animals. We have the ocean dying. I, on my way back down south from Washington yesterday, I stopped and I met with Theo, who's got a YouTube channel called Hippie with a Gun. And we stopped at the Trojan Nuclear Power Plant, which, guess what, in Oregon, they were going to build a nuclear power plant right on the end of the Columbia River. And the citizens, this was the story I got, that there was so much activism that the citizens actually closed it up. Here is a call. Hold on just one second. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark with UCY Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Lonnie. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
From Kentucky.
Hey.
Debbie Garrett.
Hey.
Amy Three.
Yeah, you wrote that beautiful song. You wrote some songs about Fukushima.
Yes, I've written another one called Nuclear Playground, too. It's on my channel. Well, first of all, I just would like to ask you a question that's been on my mind. The Zika virus that is now in the news so much,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that the symptoms for the unborn are and babies are birth defects and the microencephaly,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if that they're using that Zika virus to explain away why so many babies will continue to be born with birth defects because it's from the radiation, but they're using that as a cover story.
That's my opinion. You know how, this is how I came to this idea. I had that like the first week I read about this. I read the first article about the microencephaly babies because microencephaly is a signature disease caused by exposure to nuclear pollution and uranium mining specifically. So we see it up in Washington, up in Hanford. There's a little group of babies. Now, the government has summarily denied the people up in Washington that it was caused by Hanford. They say that it's not. So they set precedent for that. And so when they went, they went to South America to look at these microencephaly babies. This is what made me suspicious, Debbie, is that when I read the article, it said that the UN had the World Health Organization figure out why they're having these microencephaly babies. Well, we both know that the UN, that the IAEA has censorship authority over the World Health Organization. They prevented them from going into Russia for 5 years after Chernobyl. And so what I did, as soon as I read the article, this is how simple it was. I went to the Googles, and I put in the name of the little town. I copied the name of the town, and then right after it, I put in nuclear. Do you know in every one of the little towns where there was microencephaly babies, every one of them, there was uranium mining upstream from them that had just started in 2012?
I did not know that.
I couldn't believe it. And it turns out that all these areas where they're mining, they're all upstream from where they've just opened up the uranium mining in South America and in Central America. And think about it, where we have these babies being born in America. See, we have this big Zika. It's really a manipulation. You talk about MK Ultra. You talk about social programming. This is just a mind fuck. Excuse my language, but that's all it is. The whole thing about Zika is about us ignoring the elephant in the room, which is Fukushima. Fukushima has turned into a nuclear volcano that is nonstop, and yet the Olympic Committee decided they're going to add surfing to Fukushima.
I know.
The insanity of it all. The complete insanity. And if you talk to the surfers about this, they get angry at you because you're taking away everything they want. If we tell them that the oceans are dying from pollution, not just nuclear pollution, but the nuclear pollution really just pushed us over the edge. The planets were in serious shape before Fukushima. But Fukushima just pushed us over the cliff. I mean, I feel like right now at this point, we're off falling off Niagara Falls in a barrel, and we have not hit the bottom yet. We are still in free fall. So we're still able to enjoy the ride. At some point, we are going to hit the ground, and it's going to hit hard. We think we're watching people drop off like flies now. Wait for 10 more years, folks. Wait for 10 years of an you know, with the Fukushima volcano nonstop and the government's incomplete, wait till we have the Olympics and those Olympic athletes die of freaking heart attacks while they're running. Can you imagine that?
I've already imagined it. I can see it.
Heart attack. These young people with heart attacks, and it's going to be, oh, such a mystery. We're going to have a mystery as to why we have it. It infuriates me. Can you tell, Deb?
I mean, yes, I can tell.
Hit my button on the Zika thing. It really makes me angry because in order for them to really acknowledge these microencephaly things, they have to acknowledge that the uranium mining is bad. And they have, see, their uranium is hitting the markets big. It's one of the big things propping up the market is uranium mining.
So yes, I've heard that.
What does that tell us? That they're digging in deep. They know that they have polluted the planet so badly that the sixth mass extinction event is going on. And there is no stopping it. There's no,
I know, I agree. I agree completely, Lonnie. I've been doing some research on the Zika virus. I asked Dana Durnford to, you know, bring it up on his show if he would, but he's very busy on his way to court and everything today, and had some trouble last night too, car trouble. But anyway, ever since I heard that Zika virus, I've been paying attention to it, but they really focus more on the birth defects that it caused.
Right.
Which is the nuclear pollution, the infants and the newborns are highest at risk.
Right.
And it's going to be continuing. And they could say, oh, it's the Zika virus. It's the Zika virus. And it's not. I didn't know that about the uranium mining. But anyway,
well,
that's disturbing.
I went to the Googles and I put in the name of the town and I put nuclear next to it. And as it turned out, it popped up. I got all these stories that led me down this, like, oh, my God thing. Like, where I discovered that the uranium mining just opened up in 2012. The uranium mines that are being affected now in the last couple of years in these countries where they all have so-called Zika, they all have uranium mines now where they never had them before. So this is nuclear pollution being covered up on a big scale. And so this is the other thought to think about, though, if you're thinking about this. With the Zika virus, see, the mosquitoes, they do have lots of mosquitoes down there. And so the mosquitoes could, in theory, be eating the uranium and biting people and infecting people with nuclear pollution.
I had not thought of that.
You know what I mean? So those women
thinking, yes.
They could actually be getting infected, not from Zika, but from nuclear pollution if they're getting... But how... I mean, you only need a little tiny bit of a gram, right? So, I mean, who knows if that has a relation? But this is my unscientific mind thinking about it. You see, this is why I'm frustrated. This is why I made that sign that said, when scientists lie, people die.
Because, and they took it too, didn't they?
Well,
it's true.
I told Alex, please steal my sign because we need conscientious objectors. That's what I've decided. This is my mantra now. We need people who are working in these industries to say, you know what? I'm not going to lie. You know what? I'm not going to. I mean, we call them whistleblowers instead of truth tellers.
Exactly. I agree. I've been thinking about going up to St. Louis myself for one of their protests.
How far are you from St. Louis?
I'm about 4 hours away.
Wow, that's a good drive. It's like me going up north. That's a long drive. It's like me when I went up to the Trojan Nuclear Power Plant. I did discover, now I have to do some research. We met with a local yesterday. We happened to be walking around there, me and Theo. And this local guy, we were looking at it. And he said that it was not because of the activists. Mostly it was a super small facility. It was supposed to teach the public. So they have these like two little houses where every year the public comes in and learns about what it used to be. They turned it into a park. It had some contaminated water going in out of the lakes, it blew me away. The nuclear power plant itself, just like in St. Louis, covered up with dirt. Like you see these dirt mounds covered up with dirt. And I'm like, Oh my God. He goes, oh yeah, they just buried it. He goes, but there was never any contamination. He said, except for the water, they built these five little lakes. Like, it's sitting right on the river, and in back of it, they built three or four little lakes in back of it so the water wouldn't go into the lake. That was their idea. So this water got highly contaminated. And it's sitting. We actually found some blackberry bushes that are all mutated. I have videos I'm going to post up later. It was really fascinating. Okay. But this is the thing. The denial, the comfort zone. See, we're supposed to be comfortable with nuclear. The fact that we're uncomfortable puts us outside the zone. I mean, we are considered non-compliant because we are willing to talk about it. And, you know, this is the thing. We really need to pressure people working in these industries to become conscientious objectors and to care about our planet. And that's in every industry. The pharmaceutical industry, I mean, it's just across the board. It's just so outrageous how we have an entire culture of educated people who basically swallow the propaganda and refuse to get educated.
That's true.
I mean, how many people have you had argue with you, Debbie, about nuclear pollution? That it's just, we're exaggerating. We're being nervous. You're just being nervous over nothing. It's perfly fine.
We're uneducated about it. We're too stupid to understand it.
Just buying in the hype that don't worry that nuclear pollution. And this is the really sad part. According to all the studies, now this is the thing, we've only had 70 years of nuclear exposure, of fissionable exposure. But we have not seen 7, 8, 9 generations down the road yet where we are expecting massive sterilization to happen. Like the birds in Japan.
Already.
There's no birds in Japan. There are no sparrows at all in Fukushima. Last year there was one. There are none. And yet we have these business people telling us, don't worry, it's going to be perfectly fine. Just swim in the right parts of the ocean. You don't have to worry about the entire ocean because some portions of it are, it's like the blob. You notice they call that the blob out in the Pacific Ocean? They call it a radio, it's not a radioactive blob, it's the global warming blob. It's a mystery. Well,
yeah, it is. Everything's a mystery.
2012, they told us it was going to be coming, and now that it's here, they call it the blob.
Well, exactly, and the scientists are all so baffled. They are, experts are just confused. They're just baffled. They just don't know what is happening, and that is not true. They do know, and where are the marine biologists? That's what I'd like to know. Where are they?
They're not allowed. They're not allowed.
Yes, I saw an article somewhere where this girl in college said that, why did she become a marine biologist? Because they're not allowed to experiment and to analyze, and they're not allowed to do that. She said, I don't know why I became a marine biologist. We're not allowed to do anything. Hmm. So, yeah. Another thing is there's a site on YouTube called Nuclear Energy Institute, I think. Have you ever been to that one?
Yes.
Where they convince you that nuclear is safe and it's clean, and sometimes I give a response on there, but they're insisting that nuclear is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finally said, when you find a way to store it, the waste, safely, let me know. And they are already storing it safely. There isn't any waste. I mean, it's just, you like banging your head against the wall. So I just put, we agree to disagree, because you're not going to.
See, I refuse to have that statement. I refuse to say that to people. I don't agree to disagree. They're wrong. That is really, they are wrong, and they are refusing to acknowledge what happens. I mean, there's conferences.
You're right.
I mean, they are refusing to acknowledge the harm. We agree to disagree. It's like, that's what the guy said to me from the Natural Resource Defense Fund. And I asked him about their $11 million contribution. He's like, well, that's private. I said, really? That's private. But you're a nonprofit. I said, and you're working with Exelon to keep two nuclear power plants open in Illinois right now so that you can shut down coal plants. They said, well, we think that that's a higher priority. I said, so really, why are you, what's the point about this? And he said, well, we, you know, we really need to agree to disagree. I said, I don't agree to disagree with you at all. Because
well,
you're incorrect.
I will stop saying that. I will stop saying that because you are right. I was being too polite.
I mean, we have got to, this is where I'm at. We don't have to yell at people, but we don't have to be that polite where we just let them fucking kill our planet. They're killing our planet and killing our children. As we speak, there is complete, and it's bad enough we're dropping bombs on innocent children all around this planet. I mean, that's
exactly.
The hard part. We're literally taking violent action, and most of those bombs we are dropping are filled with nuclear pollution, folks. They are
the depleted uranium, too. I've read that in the chemtrails that there is also some radioactive elements that are within the chemtrails. So
well, the geoengineering and the nuclear industry, there's something about them that go together, that go hand in hand. They all started around the same time. So this is the interesting thing. When we look at the nuclear industry, and this is why people blank out, because it's part of our secret government. We are not allowed to know. We are on a need-to-know basis, and we don't need to know. And that's exactly how they run it, you know?
Yes, they do. They're holding hands. They are lovers.
Well, this is why this whole thing of you have to behave, this is why when Bush's fascism came in, when everybody said, you're either with us or against us, after, you know, after they, I mean, it was so obvious with the 9/11 Commission that what they told us was a pile of lies. I mean, the Patriot Act was introduced on September 13th and passed on the 14th, one day. Nobody read it.
Mm-hmm.
They all just peer pressured in and said, okay. And then they have never once backed down from the harm that it's causing our country. Edward Snowden is considered a traitor for telling the truth, for saying that Congress lies. Clapper lied to Congress under oath that 2 days before Edward Snowden came out and said that we were all being spied on. He lied under oath, and he is still in his position. He still works for the CIA. I mean, the guy is, our government is being run by criminals. I mean, really, we have a criminal enterprise running our government. And, you know, they want us to be quiet. We shouldn't have to say anything. We have to stand down and be quiet, and it's unpatriotic. Well, I think that what's happening in our country is unpatriotic. What's happening in our country is really literally treason, where we have citizens being poisoned by Republic services. Flint, Michigan water is still not running. They have not, they did nothing. They didn't get their get up and go and let's fix Flint. No. These people are being handed bottled water. And the damage to their children is going to last for the rest of their lives. And how many people are dying early? I mean, the criminal.
Oh, I watch. I watch have this person that I subscribe to. And she's about narcissism. And she was talking about how she had a really terrible time because within a period of 2 weeks, she lost two friends, one from breast cancer and one from a stroke. I don't know where she lives. They were in their 40s, early 40s, both of them. And she was, of course, very distraught about it, and I immediately thought radiation, you know, nuclear radiation, cesium, whatever it might be. But
well,
the people are...
People don't realize it. It's not just cancer.
They don't.
You get strokes. You get endocrine problems. You get blisters on your skin. You get rashes. You get coughing. I mean, everybody's body responds to it differently.
The Zika virus has a rash also on it as its symptoms.
Well,
when you go a little bit farther into the article, it always brings up the birth defects.
That's right.
That is affecting, and, you know, the infertility. My daughter has several friends that have had multiple miscarriages. They just are having infertility issues, and then when they do get pregnant, it's really hard for many to carry out the entire 9-month pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, that's what happens. Well, this was the hint on the Zika virus. When you look in the articles and the studies, the scientific studies that the World Health Organization did, out of 4,000 cases of Zika, 18 caused microcephaly. That's not a very high incidence out of 4,000. So why did they pick Zika? Because it was there.
That's right. Because it gave them an answer, a way out. Mm-hmm. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with nuclear radiation. That's clean. That's good for you. It's the Zika virus.
Well, what's interesting is I find that the budget, the people in Congress, and I think that's why they don't fund the Zika virus research, because they know there's people in power that they understand what this is caused from. Why waste
sure
our hard-earned money on something? It's all just a little game. Wow, we are at the beginning of the collapse. We're at the very bottom of the base. We're just now beginning to see the mass animal die-offs. People aren't even catching up with the sterilization that's happening and the heart attacks and the deaths. We've just gotten used to children having cancer. It's just like, it's no mm-hmm. big deal. It used to be a shock when a child got cancer.
It certainly was, but it's just becoming almost the norm. Either they... Women cannot have the babies, they cannot, and then when they do, there's a birth defect or something like the Chernobyl heart that happened after Chernobyl, and all the heart surgeries that they had to do on the children.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna fall, and it's gonna happen.
Well, this is the thing, with nuclear pollution, this is what drives us, Deb. You can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it, you can't smell it. It's happening. It's happening whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Now, if we can get our government to stop, to make an effort to stop making more of the nuclear pollution, put our scientific minds towards reversing it, I believe that maybe we can save humanity. Or, you know, Guy McPherson believes that it's all just pointless, that there's nothing we can do to stop it, it's too bad. But I think we haven't even tried to look for solutions. So
right.
I really do believe that we have the capacity to change it.
I agree with you on that. I just don't think they're really making an effort because it's working.
It's money.
That's
why.
The depopulation, right, but it's also doing the depopulation, which is what is desired right now.
Them making all the money, taking all the money as much as they possibly can, and then, you know, executing their plan, which is war, death, and destruction, which is working pretty good for them. I mean, they've got a whole mercenary army all slathered up, ready to kill anybody on any land. They don't really care who's who. So,
they
this secret government has really just... but you know what they can't overcome is they can't overcome our positive attitude. They can't overcome our determination to take our Earth back. And that's what I think where we need to go is we need to just decide. That's why I'm really proud. And I hope people will join Alex in St. Louis this evening, because honestly, so much water is going to be out there in Bridgeton. Before the Bridgeton, they're going to have an informative meeting. Please join them. Make your voice heard in St. Louis, because it's extremely imperative that they get support from the people in St. Louis. People in St. Louis don't really know, but... oh my gosh, we have about 45 seconds here left, David.
Thanks for all you're doing, and we are so grateful for you, and thanks for your positive attitude. It makes a world of difference.
Thank you. And
you have a good day.
Do some more research on that Zika, and I think you'll find it's closely related to uranium mining. So I will check that out. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day, Lonnie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, thanks you for joining us. Kind of a rough start. Hopefully it'll get better as the summer goes on. Put your courage feet on. It's going to take all of us to take action. Do whatever you think you can do. Take some action. These people are serious. And we need to get serious about loving life. So take care. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you later.